Ann, you're closing in on a year of having eaten food grown and produced within 100 miles of your home, which forced a lot of changes, maybe limitations on what you ate. What was your experience? Was this feast? Was it famine? Was it in between? Did everybody lose weight? I mean, was this a family effort, by the way?
No, not really. Well, there are three of us, my husband and Sally and I left at home. And so it was just Sally and I. However, John eats what I put in front of him. And so he ate a lot of local foods because that's the way I was cooking most of the time. It was some feast and some famine. And there were times after Sally dropped out of the program where she didn't want to eat my food, as she called it, because she wanted it to last for me through the whole year. Yet she really missed it. She missed the cornbread I made, I'm trying to think what else she maybe missed. The pickles. Oh, we have some really good pickles that some friends of ours made with some vinegar that I created myself. I didn't really do anything but leave it open on the counter for several months, and it first fermented and then soured into vinegar. But those pickles were really good, and she refuses to eat them even though she really likes them. So in that way, it's kind of famine, and I have to say, yes, I miss the chocolate, and I miss my Earl Grey tea, and there are things I really miss. Christmas was hard for me because there were all these wonderful things around that I couldn't eat. But I am very glad that I didn't eat them. I've lost 15 pounds. It would be nice if I kept those 15 pounds off. I don't know if that's going to happen or not once I allow myself to eat non-local foods again. But mostly the foods I eat are wonderful. I really like the bread I make from the local grain that grew on the field in my neighborhood, and I grind it myself, and then I make the bread, and it's wonderful bread, as all homemade bread is. And the cornmeal also is ground from corn that I grew. It's a Hopi blue flour corn, so it's the one that makes those blue corn chips that you see. And so that makes wonderful cornbread and chips and things like that.